Good evening, members of the board and district administrators. My name is Patricia Parham. I am a former vice chancellor of human resources here at the district and understand the contract language that you have with represented and unrepresented employees relative to health benefits. I authored much of that language prior to 2013. I too retired after 24 years of service with the district. I spoke to you back in October and provided you information I hope would help you in your quest to modify health benefits for active employees and retirees. I obviously failed. On March 7th, I and other retirees from BCCCD received a letter from Katie Lyon, the benefits analyst. Katie's letter said, quote, "We want to provide an update on the district provided health benefits," end quote. The letter states the district's current position in negotiations with its two labor unions is to move coverage to CalPERS. It reads, quote, "Retirees who are eligible to enroll in Medicare A and B would receive their support in enrolling, and the district will reimburse certain groups of retirees for the cost of Medicare Part B, income-related premium amounts, penalties for retiree and their spouse, in addition to paying for the district-provided Medicare supplemental plan." The letter reads as if the change is certain. Apparently, you believe you can move forward with a Medicare mandate for retirees and their dependents to enroll in Medicare A and B. Apparently, someone told you that this plan provides equivalent coverage to retirees and therefore you are honoring your obligations under existing employment agreements. Apparently, someone also professes you will save millions of dollars by the change, even if you pay the penalties for those who did not enroll in Medicare when first eligible. I wonder, have you really considered all the costs associated with such a move? Specifically, have you asked what populations caused the projected $5 million in premium increases Katie's letter states? Is this the initial rate proposal from Anthem, or has your broker negotiated with Anthem to bring those rates down? Do you understand claims experience drives costs? Have you considered the greatest claims experience historically in this district typically comes from early retirees between 55 and 65 who will remain on the basic plan? Have you really looked at the assumptions the broker used to demonstrate the millions in savings? Have you done the math based on the existing population or just on their 80-20 assumption? The lowest monthly cost of Medicare B is currently $144 per covered person per month. The rate goes up significantly as the retiree's joint income level increases. The steps for 2020 are 204, 289, 376, 462, and so on before any penalties. As someone in a previous speech said, the penalty is 10% per year compounded. So if a person in the $144 group has not signed up for 10 years, their premium is $288 per month. Have you analyzed the demographics of the retired population? Have you considered that not all retirees have dependents the same age? Have you considered that some retirees have dependent children? What premium cost will you incur if the subscriber, that means the employee, for those of you who don't know what that means, the subscriber, the retired employee, is 65? And their dependents are younger and not eligible for Medicare.
Patricia, can you begin to...
I have a half a page. May I proceed?
Please.
I'm sorry if I'm taking too long or boring you. Will you have one of the board members has their eyes closed. Will you have provide multiple plans for these varying groups of families? Have you looked seriously at the language in the various employment agreements you have in place? Are you and those who provide you counsel aware of employment agreements? I provided them back to you in October. They don't say certain retired employees and dependents over 65 have to enroll in Medicare and must submit to the district for reimbursement. They don't say certain retired employees will be provided a Medicare supplemental plan. The documents do say retirees and dependents will remain on the district's existing health plan and welfare benefit plans, existing group medical, dental, and vision plans, district health, vision, and dental insurance that is in effect for active employees, retained the district health and vision dental insurance, shall be retained on the district vision, health, health, dental, insurance that is in effect for active employees. And finally, the definition of the primary plan being the PPO medical plan, which the district provides to active employees. Have you considered the legal costs associated with violating contractual agreements? Remember, you have individual agreements with administrators. You have a manager's operation policy manual. You have a grandparent and classified supervisor's agreement, agreements with AFT and SEIU, and a settlement agreement with certain retirees. You do not have the right to impose a Medicare mandate on certain groups of retired employees and future retirees who have already rested. You do not have the right to tell certain retirees they must pay for Medicare Part B with all the penalties, and you will reimburse them. You do not have the right to negotiate or persuade retired employees. Each retired employee has an individual right. I have an individual right. If you proceed with a plan that requires Medicare enrollment in A and B, you will violate the contractual agreements you have with former and some current vested employees. Again, I urge you, read the contract language you have with your bargaining units. Read the employment agreements with unrepresented employees. Read the individual agreements with managers and administrators. If VCCCG actually violates our agreement, I will take whatever steps necessary to enforce the language as written. Thank you.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.